once again. So I hope that you enjoyed practicing rapport and that you made some learnings, that you are developing your abilities and progressing nicely. Now, there's some commonly asked questions that I get asked about rapport, and I've saved them until now so that you could have an opportunity to go out and practice before we touched on those. So here's some of the most common questions that I hear about rapport. One of those questions is in regards to telephone rapport. How do you actually do rapport over the telephone? Since 55% of our communication is communicated through our physiology, how do you create that instantaneous unconscious rapport over the telephone? Well, the fact is, on the phone, you only have two things to work with, your words and your tonality. So the tonality rises in its level of importance. So the best thing that you can do in order to develop instantaneous rapport over the telephone is to match their vocal tonality, the tone, the temper, the timbre, and the volume of the voice of the person that you're speaking with. So then you can create that unconscious rapport. So the vocal tonality becomes much more important in that case, as well as keywords and the words that they use. So you can actually feed back the same types of words that they use in the communication to develop a deeper connection with them. Very good. Good job. Now, a second question that I'm often asked is, if a person's in an agitated state or if a person's mad or upset, do you match and mirror them? Well, when somebody's mad or upset, what you can do is you can match and mirror the tonality without matching the agitation. So you don't go into the same emotional state as the individual you're matching and mirroring, but you can still change your vocal qualities to match the qualities of the person you're communicating with. You can match their gestures without having any of the negativity that's associated with the state that they're in. For example, if somebody gets really angry and irate and they're yelling and they're saying, "What are you doing?" You can match that, "Well, I'm not doing anything," while still remaining in a different state. So you can match the vocal tonality, you can match the gestures without going into the state of agitation. Another question I'm asked is, should you match and mirror everybody? You know, if these techniques are so good and we want to create rapport, should we match and mirror everybody? The fact is there are some people that you don't want to match and mirror, or some people that you wouldn't want to go into rapport with. Like the guy that stands on the street corner in only a trench coat waiting for passersby, you might not want to go into rapport with that person. So knowing this, you also have the ability to break rapport. Breaking rapport with somebody is as simple as changing your physiology or moving away from them or moving out of that connection of trust and responsiveness where you're matching and mirroring them. So if you mismatch them blatantly, you can break rapport instantly and immediately. So that's important to know how to do as well. And the fourth and final question that I get a lot is it possible to do group rapport? Like how could you capture a group in the same way where it felt as if they knew you unconsciously? Well, the fact is, yes, it is possible to do group rapport. We actually teach how to do group rapport at the master practitioner level of creation technologies and neurolinguistic programming. So we'll teach you how to utilize these same techniques, but how do you do it with a group, and how do you capture the group within a matter of moments so that they feel that unconscious connection with you? We've got so much material to cover in this collection that I couldn't possibly teach everything that there is within this one collection. But you've certainly got enough to work with for now.